to discuss the few minhagim relating to Chodesh Av. Okay, well, first Inyan. It's a very interesting topic. It's a big topic. The Inyan of saying Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av. So most of us follow the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Ches says V'Noyagim Sheloi LeKadesh HaLevana Ad Achar Tisha B'Av. Okay, we're not Mekadesh Levana until after Tisha B'Av. Why not? So the simple reason, okay, doesn't give any reason over there. Simple. Because when you makabel the Levana, what do you makabel? You have to, it's Kabbalas Pnei Ashrina. This is what Kiddush Levana is all about. It's as if we may makabel the Shrina, and we need to be in the state of Simcha. And during the 9 days, Mishanichnas Av, Mima'atin V'Simcha, we diminish our degree of Simcha. It's not proper to be makabel the Shrina in a state of Tzar. There's no Kiddush Levana. Okay, that is what it says in the Maril. The Maril gives that explanation. That's not the only explanation. There's another explanation. The Nusach of the Kiddush Levana is Shelo Yishanu Es Tafkidam. Right, what do we say in the Nusach of the Shelo Yishanu Es Tafkidam? Because the Shbaruch put the sun, the moon, and the stars in heaven, and he gave them the command that they should not be meshane es tafkidam, sosim usnechim lasois ritzoyim kaina. We know from many sources, and one of the best sources is the kina that we say at night. Most of the kinas we say during the day of Tisha B'Av, but there are a couple of kinas that we say the night of Tisha B'Av. I think the first kina is an elaboration about the mazolos. Describes all the mazolos, and it describes here how the mazolos did not fulfill their duty, and in fact they were changed. Part of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Chorban is HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mazel, this constellation, and put it here, put this there, and everyone was mixed up and confused. And that is what allowed the Churban to unfold. So it would be, it's not, we're living in a tkufa where the mazolos are changing, are deviating from their instructions. So it's not a matter of simcha. It's just a matter of practicality. It's a matter of sheker. We were just saying the nusach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun, the moon, the stars. He commanded them, Shelo Yishanu Es Tafkidam. Because the difference, that's, it's only for the tkufa of when we are reliving the period of Golus, when we're living the Churban during the 9 days, is a tkufa leading up to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. All of this happened according to the Midrashim and according to in the beginning of Chodesh of Av, is where the Mazolos were Mishana. You just can't say the Nusach. How can you make a bracha and say that Shelo Yishanu Es Tafkidam Sos Musmechem Lasois Ritzoyim Kainam when it's just clearly not true during the month of Av? That's another very fundamental reason why we would not be allowed to say that we cannot.
What happens after the Chumash? They go back to the normal set. The Mazolos go back to the normal set.
Yes. Yes. After what?
If the Mazolos don't change.
No. So it's only during the Chodesh Av. This we only take this Medrash. We only take this Medrash literally to the degree where we follow, which we use it for halacha only symbolically during the 9 days. Okay, so these are the two. These appear to be the two major reasons. Okay, there's another reason he gives. Another reason. There's only a third reason. Total of three reasons. Is that, okay, this is based on Kabbalah. There is an inyan that the Levana, if the Kiddush HaLevana we use it to measure if we will have Hatzlacha during the month. We're all familiar that if Mitzvah Shabbos there's no Levana, it's a bad sign. Anyone ever hear this before? You come out Mitzvah Shabbos of Shul, if you're not able to be Mekadesh to Levana Mitzvah Shabbos, the first Mitzvah Shabbos after the Moilet, after 3 days, you can't be Mekadesh to Levana until 3 days from the Moilet. Not from Rosh Chodesh. 3 days, 72 hours from the time of the Moilid is the Zman. If that period of point of time has passed, you can be Makadish Levana, because there is enough light, the moon is providing enough light, where you're able to derive benefit, you can make the bracha. We normally, most of us, we wait. We wait until, let's say, the 72 hours after the Moel takes place on a Tuesday night, on a Tuesday afternoon. So most of us have the custom to wait until Mitzvah Shabbos, until you Makadish, because Mitzvah Shabbos, the Mishnah Kramah says, you're wearing your big day Shabbos, you just had three delicious meals, and you're in a good mood, and you're not in a rush. Where am I going? Right? Where are you going? You're not going anywhere. So you're relaxed, you're in a good mood, and you're wearing the Shabbos, you're in a state of Simcha. It is the ideal time to recite Kiddush Levana. It's very strange. In this generation, it's probably the worst time to say Kiddush Levana, because everyone is running. I don't know where they're running. Everyone is running to check their smartphone, to check their smartphone, or they're running to go to Rabbi Reisman Shir, or they're running to go to the movies after Rabbi Reisman Shir. But everyone is running. But it used to be, the Ramah says, the ideal time to say Kiddush Levana is Mekadosh Pnei Levana, it's Mitzvah Shabbos. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the situation that there are clouds in the sky and there is no Levana, it's a simen min Hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pleased with us. He does not want us to visit Him. It's like on Sukkot, if it rains the first night, it's not a good sign. And we say that in Chutz La'aretz doesn't mean anything, only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz it's cloudy, it's not a riot. But some say, you know, there is something to it. There is Hashgacha Pratis. The more you take it seriously, the more there is. So it's a bad sign. The mazel of the Chodesh depends on Kiddush Levana. You're not going to be able to succeed in an endeavor in the month until you mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Yeah.
There was someone
upon him
who used to take a helicopter and go above the clouds and say,
Kiddush
Levana.
Baba Vareba, Lubavitcher Rebbe. That was only when it was the last day. They were running out of time. It was already the 15th day, and it's now or never. It's now or never. So they took a helicopter to show the chavivus of the mitzvah. Is the story true? Is it not true? I don't know. You have to go read in books. Lubavitcher Rebbe, Talushkin, Miller, Steinsaltz, look in the book. Maybe they have that story in the book. If that story is true, they say this about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And they say about the Baba Rebbe. I heard about both of them. About both of them. What? Baba Rebbe. I heard about the Lubavitcher Rebbe also. If it's true with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it has to be in one of those three books. Okay? Well, you finished the book yet? Yeah. Tlushkin?
I'm up to it.
Rapport. You finished the book?
About three quarters of
it. So, did he come across that story?
Sure.
Not yet. He would quote, if that story was true, he would quote it. Right? So. It didn't yet happen. It didn't yet happen. The Rebbe can still. I'm not going there. Okay. Okay, so the mazel of the Chodesh depends on, there is such a concept, I can't quote you sources, but the mazel, the good fortune of the month depends upon Kiddush Levana. You can't expect to succeed in an endeavor until you Mekadosh the Levana. Chodesh Av, Chazal say, Klal Yisrael does not have good mazel. And in fact, a person has a Din Torah, it's a Perush Gemara. Person has a Din Torah, you should postpone the Din Torah until Adar or another time, but not during Av, because Av, it's Isra Mazle. The mazel is not ideal. It's not 100%. Being that Kiddush Levana has a great effect on a person's mazel for the Chodesh, and it's a bad mazel, we postpone the reciting Kiddush Levana until a zman when the mazel is good. After Tisha B'Av already, then that's the mazel improves. Okay, it's the whole question is the entire Chodesh is only until Tisha B'Av, but certainly after Tisha B'Av the mazel improves, so we wait until that one. So the bottom line is a very big yisoid. There are basically three yisoides why we delay Kiddush Levana to review until after Tisha B'Av. Number one, Simcha. You have to mekabel the Shechina in a matzav of Simcha. Number two, because you can't recite the nusach shlo yeshanu es tafkidam sasim usmechem lasayis fritzen kadam. You can't say that. Number three, you don't want to start out mazel until you don't want to start the mazel until. You can't expect the mazel to be good until after Tishrei. Now, there's a fourth reason. The fourth reason is because you bedaf. It's not such a matter of delaying. It's a different angle. This reason. It's not that we delay. Really, we would do it as soon as possible. It's just that we want to delay. We don't want to do it We don't want to do it during these 9 days because of the problems. That's not. It's because we bedavka want to be mechaber. We want to join together Kiddush Levana with. We want to join together Kiddush Levana with Motzoi Tisha B'Av. Because we have a tradition that on Tisha B'Av, Melech HaMashiach is born. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Kiddush Levana is all about Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. Kabbalas Pnei Shechina ties in directly to Mashiach. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Mashiach Ben David. And Tisha B'Av is the day that we have the Messiah, that Mashiach is born. So we bedafka want to do Kiddush Levana Motzoi Tisha B'Av to be mechaber the Leidas HaMashiach with what Kiddush Levana represents, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. A fourth yisoid in why we should wait until after Tisha B'Av.
What about the parallel on Yom Kippur?
Oh, I'm going to come to that. On Yom Kippur, very good. The Ramah says the same exact thing with regard to Yom Kippur, that it's the Tami Emes Hadin. You're there, you only have one reason. You don't have all these reasons don't apply when it comes to Yom Kippur. There is the Emas HaDin, the terror of Din. You're not in the frame of mind to Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. So you wait until Mitzvah Yom Kippur when you're in a good mood. When you're in a good mood, the Simcha of Kapara, that's the time to Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. Now, however, even though we present four reasons why you should be Mekabel, not everyone agrees. Okay, even though it's Ramah. However, there are other Achroinim that strongly disagree. They're of the opinion a person should not be mitzvah bo liyotcha al tach mitzena. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is a very choshev mitzvah. We need zuchusim during these difficult times, difficult days. Chaperein. You have to chaperein as soon as possible. And certainly, this is true in Eretz Yisrael, where Eretz Yisrael, there are no clouds in the sky during the summertime. It's extremely rare that it should rain. Almost never, and if it does rain, it's only going to be for a few moments. So there's not an issue of missing out on worrying that you're not going to be able to do the Kiddush Levana. But certainly in Chutz Liaretz, in America and European countries, where it can be easily be cloudy, if you're going to wait until after Tisha B'Av, be cloudy 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, it could happen. 7 days in a row, it's not unheard of you could forget one day, and so on and so forth. So many poskim advise that you should not follow this chumrah of waiting until after Tisha B'Av, you should do it as soon as possible. It's well known that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was very makbid. They all quote him, every sefer he touched on the Inyanei Tisha, they will all tell you that he was very makbid to do Kiddush Levana immediately after 3 days. Now, by the way, this doesn't work well with the minhag of the Hasidim. Many Hasidim will not do Kiddush Levana until there are 7 days. Why 7 days? It's any Kabbalah. It's purely Kabbalah. Yeah, purely Kabbalistic reasons. You wait until 7 days, they always. So for them, there's really a very small difference, 7 and 9 days. Anyway, once you get the 7 days, your mom is holding the Erev Tisha B'Av, it's not exactly the time you're going to do it. So if you're from the Hasidisha world, you definitely, it's not an issue, you're not going to do it until after Tisha B'Av. But if the Litvsha Olam, there are different minhagim. Some even do when it comes to Yom Kippurim, some disagree with the Ramah, they hold that you need the schus, every schus you can possibly collect for before the Yom HaDin, you should take advantage of, and you should say Kiddush Levana in advance. So some of the custom in the Chutz Liaretz is to say Kiddush Levana after 3 days before Tisha B'Av. Now here come the Shailos. Some have a custom, you go to a nice Hamish Ashul, they sing at Kiddush Levana. The custom is to sing Sasim Usmechem, they sing Keladain, they sing Keladain in order to come to the Pasik of Shemesh V'Yareach. So, and then they also, you dance, it says, my enemies can't come close to them. By the way, that's the real way to dance. There are two types of dancing. I'm going off the topic. There's a dancing, we don't know how to dance, we dance in circles, right? You go to a wedding, you run around, that's not dancing. Oh, come on. You want to learn to dance, you watch Fiddler on the Roof. You go online, I'm sure you can get online. Fiddler, that's dancing. You see how that's real dancing is not dancing in circles. That's a dance only for Asalava. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Mecholat Tzadikim a circle. The real way to dance is the Sush Adam dance. Kishem to dance. Kishem in rows. Kishem Shani Roikade Kinegdech. I dance opposite you. It means go forward and backwards. Forward and backwards. Doesn't seem very, and there's no tav. Okay. Forward and backwards. You have to know how to dance. That's not just the going, that's not really called dancing. Dancing is dancing. Okay, we don't know what dancing is, like I told you. But it involves, does not involve going in circles. This is something which maybe is proper for Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is K'aim lost to lover. Okay. But there is, whatever it is, we do, we don't do it, there is a minhag to sing. And there's a minhag to dance. So here is the question. If you're going to follow the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, based upon many achrayim, and you're going to do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, are you allowed to sing and dance during the 9 days? The 9 days, Mishenichnas Av, Mimatin B'Simcha. Now, by the way, this touches upon another broader question. When it says Mimatin, Mimatin literally means you diminish. But the word Mimatin means you still have Simcha. It doesn't mean zero. Mimata means you lessen simcha, but there is some degree of simcha. So this is, he has a whole chapter on this. That a whole list of Rishonim, some say when it says mimatin, lav dafka, it means zero. No simcha, nothing, zip. And some Rishonim say no, mimatin means you lower the degree of simcha, but you do have a shtickle simcha you can have.
Do they say mizma l'soda? Mizma l'soda is an
influence
Hashem simcha, so
they skip
that?
No, you don't skip that. No one skips that. Okay, this issue. I don't know, but this is a major machlekes apayskim. Okay, it's a major machlekes apayskim. Some people, I remember when I was in Ovel, it's very interesting, you have certain things that stick in your mind, you never get them out of your mind, even simple little things. And I was in Ovel, so I don't know anything during Torah with my father, Yubis Chodesh. So I went to Kiddush Levana, and it was in a shtibul. I know nothing, and they dance around for literally 10 seconds. They dance around in a circle, and they sing Keladon. So I was standing there, and little things, someone innocently grabbed me, just took my hand and started walking with me around in the circle. So there was another person there who knew that I was an Avel, and he grabbed me. He grabbed me with tkifas, and he said, "You're an Avel. An Avel is not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to go in a rikud during Kiddush Levana." Okay, I didn't know. Thank you very much. So what? Oshanis. So there's a different hagim by Oshanis. So Rubadruba, the minhag olam is not. That's right. You don't go around Oshanis. What about hakafis? So then you go one time. You take a sevator, you go one time. I stopped, and it was very funny, I'll tell you all my personal stories. I stopped in Rabbi Shur, Avraham Shur, so I was there, I went to Ar Yitzchak Simchas Torah, so I wanted to go see, like I like to go shop around different shuls, see what's doing different shuls, very interesting, all the minhagim. So I walked in there, to next door, to Ar Yitzchak is Rav Avraham Shur. So in the middle of our office, so I was there, so I have a relationship with Rabbi Shur. So he saw me, he knew I was an Adela, so he says to me, "Ashtek ha-kafa." I take a kafa and I go around one time. Very nice. He gives me a kafa. Very nice. He didn't give me a sevta. He just said, I should go around. I don't know. Didn't give me a sevta. Whatever it was. So whatever. So I go around. It's a very big circle. They're going very, very slow. Like an Eloi. Shul's different than, I'm sure it's an Eloi. Everyone knows. The greatest Eloi. Going around. I wasn't paying attention. And then when I got exactly to the start where I started, he comes over to me and says, "Enough. You went around exactly one time." You're keeping track? Such an Eloi. You have so many things on your mind. You give 20 shirim a day. How are you able to keep track exactly where I started, where I finished? An Eloi is an Eloi. Okay, but the point is, are you allowed to go around on during the 9 days to do this? It's a machlokes haposkim. Some say you can do it, and some say the shul should not do it, because it's not a real simcha. It's just part of the nesach ha-tfilah. Some hold you are allowed to sing, some hold you're not allowed to sing. Okay, so that is an issue. Bechlal, do you do Kiddush Levana? And if you do it, should you do it with a rikud, and should you say different opinions? Now, let's talk about Mitzvah Shabbos. So Mitzvah Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av. Okay, we're going to wait. Let's say you're going to wait to Mitzvah. So when do you do it? Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. Do you do it right away? big machlokes. Many mikaris said it's not the time to do it mitzvah Tisha B'Av. You're supposed to do it mitzvah Shabbos Nachamu. That's the zman to do it. Problem is, you're really pushing your luck. This year, you're really pushing. But even though I say this year they say you shouldn't. You're pushing luck because this year it's Tuesday. So Tuesday is going to be 9. So figure out when you come, it's going to be, you're pushing your luck. So most places said in Chutz Li'aretz, where there are clouds, okay, Chutz Li'aretz, you don't do it. You do right. But if Tisha B'Av, but if let's say Tisha B'Av be on a Wednesday, then Thursday. Then the person will say you can do it. You should wait until Shabbos Nachmu. That's really a because it's not right to do it mitzvah. You're fasting, you're hungry. Also, the Mikdash was burning until the 10th day. All the reasons that we mentioned pretty much apply. The only reason that does not apply is the reason we gave, the fourth reason, which is a reason why Takamani do it right away, is because you want to be mechaber emuna. You want to show Tisha B'Av, Melech HaMashiach was born today. David, Melech Yisrael, the Levanas, Keneged the Shechina, Keneged is a marshal for David. David, Melech Yisrael, Chayev Kayim. Adarabah, you do it right after Tisha B'Av. So all these different meanings, they will come out. All these different things, they play one into the other. Okay, very quick, yeah?
I actually done with it, that's me. I'm not saying well.
Yeah.
What I used to do is, I'm also Tisha B'Av. You
just
say, everybody go home.
Come back.
Yeah,
oh. Okay. So another custom. Another custom is a hakpada. There are two things. Number one, you should eat a little bit. So you should not be in a state of fasting. What's he going to do right away with Mitzvah Tisha B'Av? Because you're going to forget. Also, a minyan is another very important. You have to have a minyan, right? It's a kedai do with a minyan. With a minyan, that's a very big inyan. With a minyan, then doing it later alone. That's another issue to take into consideration. But there's another minyan that lets lechatchila. If you want to do mitzvah tishah b'av, you should eat. You should first eat, and also you should be wearing shoes. Okay, it's not their cheretz to be makabel the pnei hashchina. We're not wearing shoes. So then you get into an issue. I am wearing shoes. I'm wearing the most beautiful Crocs. These Crocs, they cost more than my shoes. The Crocs cost $80. My shoes only cost $60. Okay, so that's another machlokes. Some say no. There's a hakpada. These are kabbalistic in yanim. Leather. There's something to wearing leather, because leather represents the concept that man's conquering the animal kingdom. Yibedavka. So there are different customs. I remember I used to certain shtil mitzvah Tisha B'Av. So the rabbi announces, Rabbi Yisai, we're making a zman for Kiddush Levana. Everyone go home and eat, and you come back for Kiddush Levana at 10 o'clock, whatever it was. You make an announcement. So some people did it, but most people said, "Well, sorry, we're not coming back." They told the rabbi, "We're not coming back." So those who are not coming back, so okay, so you could do it right away. They had some cake. They did that. They had a nice shul. So they had mitzvah Tisha B'Av. They had cake. So they gave everyone cake. Okay, they're wearing their shoes. Okay, not the end of the world to be wearing sneakers. And I would say probably at least half the shul did Kiddush Levana right after Ma'ariv. Did they eat? Did they not eat? Probably not. Everyone was in a big rush. Some of them maybe the lechatchila. Yom Kippur, right? Should be talking about Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, talking, good point you mentioned. Some say there's less of a hakpada to Yom Kippur, because you're besimcha, you're malach. Adrabah, you're together, you're still fasting, even though the fast is over, you're together a malach, so there's a less of a hakpada to eat mitzvah Yom Kippur. It's interesting. Yom Kippur, you could do mitzvah Yom Kippur without eating, wearing your sneakers, because you're being mekabel p'nei shechina together a malach. But mitzvah Tisha B'Av, there's no such thing as begeder malach. It's begeder avelus, and it's not derech eretz. So you should wear shoes. You should eat. You can't. What kind of shoes? Leather shoes, not leather shoes. Some have a part of dafkas with that. Also, there's another interesting thing. This is not really so much related to Kiddush Levana, but it's related to the minhag, what you do mitzvah Tisha B'Av. It's fascinating custom. I never saw this, but he brings down such a custom. It used to be the custom in certain communities. They would blow shofar 10 times mitzvah Tisha B'Av. Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, after you finish Marv, Kaddish Yosem, Tekiya Shofar. Why? Mashiach. Mashiach was born. Amune Mashiach. And that goes right into Kiddush Levana. Makal Pnei Hashchina. It's a beautiful custom. Shofar.
See, the Shemini is all available, don't dominate Tisha B'Av.
Because of Moed, Karlai Moed. So this is such another custom. Also, some of us don't make a bracha in the morning, sha'asli kol tzarki, in the berachas hashachar. So there's a crowd, so different customs. Probably the best thing would be to make the bracha because you can forget. But Mikar Hadin, some the bracha sha'asli kol tzarki was established, was made for putting on shoes. When you put on your shoes, you make the bracha sha'asli kol tzarki. When you wash your eyes, you make the bracha maver sheina me'ina usnuma me'afapoi. So on Tisha B'Av, you don't wash your eyes and you don't put on shoes, so you don't make these brachas. So when do you make the brachas? So in most of them, probably in the article Siddur, I'm guessing it says you should make it by Mincha. But that's not why Mincha. Mincha, you're still not wearing shoes, you're still not washing your eyes. So the truth is, the best time to make the bracha is when Yom Kippur, the Tisha B'Av is over at night. And it's for sure, you're allowed, if a person does not make the brachas HaShachar, you can make the brachas HaShachar even at night, as long as you did not yet go to sleep. And indeed, this is the minig of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and the minig of the Yisrael have a sefer, not the sefer, a different sefer, which quotes their customs, even the Chazon Ish, and with Mitzoy Shabbos, Mitzoy and Mitzoy Tisha B'Av. Also, another question: what about washing your hands? You're going to go eat dinner. You're going to break your fast, but you didn't wash Negovas. I did wash Negovas. I washed in the morning until my knuckles. That's Negovas. That's not a Negovas. That's Shasatchak. Shasatchak. You can be Yotzei. So, the meaning of many Gedolei Yisrael was Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, after they finished Ma'ariv, or even before Ma'ariv. Chazon Ish changed his pants, it says, and changed, put on his shoes, to daven Ma'ariv. Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, it doesn't say that he washed, but at least after Ma'ariv was over, they would put on their shoes, they would wash a full Negovas. They didn't want to make a bracha until Yadayim, because that they were in the morning, they would wash again, Negovaser, all the way until the wrist. They would put on their shoes and they would make the brach, and it's night. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam she'asa li kol tzarki. And they would, what? Yom Kippur, you have really the same issue. But we make, there's no such thing, we do make a bracha she'asa li kol tzarki. You never saw in a machzor Yom Kippur not to make the bracha she'asa li kol tzarki? You saw such a thing? I never saw this. So Yom Kippur, for whatever reason, is different. I don't know why. There, I don't know the answer. Good point. But Yom Kippur, you make the bracha, it seems. Tisha B'Av, but Mitzoy Tisha, they put on their shoes. You make the bracha she'asa li kol tzarki. Wash your face, wash your eyes, and then you make the bracha hasam. Not that this is a chaluk deus. Hamavir shena me'ena yusnuma me'af apayin. The holy Hiratzon, they would wait until at night to make that bracha, unbelievable, all the way until the night, and then they would wash Negovasa, and then you go out to do kid and eat a little bit, you toy ma'at, and then you go out to mekabel the shechina with Kiddush Levana. So it's a very complicated zman. Mitzay Tisha B'Av, there's a lot going on. When is the ideal time? They say all the brachos of Shachris, yeah. Mitzoy, oh no, most.
As some people say by Mincha.
By Mincha, right. They're different customs. The Dalla Parashas of Tefillah, when you put on Tefillah in the afternoon, what do you do? So you have to say all four, you have to say Shema again, because you want to read all the Parashas while you have the
Tefillah.
Some don't have different opinions. Some say it's Torah, so you're not going to say anything. Chiluk ideas. Some do, some don't. I've seen both. I've seen both from really heavy-duty, heavyweight sources. Chiluk ideas, derech tzila, derech talmud, derech learning. So the bottom line is, and also one of the customs, some have the custom with Dafka to do Kiddush Levana on the 10th. Because Mitzoy Tisha B'Av is not a Zman. You should don't wait all the way until Shabbos Nachamu, but wait until the 10th day of Av, the following night. So bottom line is, Kiddush Levana and Chodesh Av is not a simple matter. There's a lot going on in Kiddush Levana, and you have a lot of different opinions, and the other goes to the other minhagim that we do Mitzoy Tisha B'Av. Okay, have a wonderful day.